The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 2-2 in conference play and 6-2 overall. Northwestern hosts Penn State on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Yeah, I'll make a quick one, Adam. On behalf of our football program, we'd like to express our thoughts, prayers, and support to our great colleague, Jerry Kill. It's with a heavy heart that we do that. We're losing one of the best to ever be on the sideline, but we know Coach will find a great next path, and we'll be supporting his foundation, supporting young people with epilepsy, and just want to let Coach know that we're all thinking about him, and want to congratulate him from a standpoint of an unbelievable run, and wish him nothing but the best of luck, and just very thankful for his friendship and what he's given to our game.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we have a first question from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz. Just curious, we're obviously in the playoff era now. The standings, the first rankings come out tonight. Do you think it's influenced the game a lot going from BCS to playoffs?
How so? What do you mean?
I don't know. Has it influenced anything in how you operate?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think from a standpoint of, you know, getting an opportunity to get in the playoff now, it's all under your control. You got to win football games. Where in the past, you know, I really felt like as a coach, it was a lot out of your control. So, you know, I think from a standpoint of fans and players and coaches, this is a system that I think we all like, because the game's going to be the winners are going to be determined on the field. So, you know, last month with all kinds of intrigue, and it should be a lot of fun.
Well, you have one eye open at all on the rankings tonight. Do you have any kind of curiosity to see how it shakes up?
As a fan, I'm sure I'll look at it when the GAs tell me that what the rankings are when we're drawing cards. But, you know, it doesn't matter where things are at right now. It matters where they are at the end of the season. We put ourselves in a position to be outside of it. So those teams that are inside it are close. I wish them well and hope they finish the season strong. And we get two Big Ten teams in there. That would be cool.
Very good. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask a question. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp from Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, in conference play, Penn State's defense has run a little bit hot and cold. When they have performed real well and shut teams down, what have you seen to be their keys to success?
Well, it starts up front, Jonathan. I mean, they're outstanding. They've got two first-round picks in the inside, and, you know, Nassib's leading the country in sacks. They're playing two waves of defensive linemen, you know, very similar to what we're doing. So you're going to get fresh bodies out there all the time. They've definitely communicated much better. I think they had, just watching the tape, it looked like they had some communication issues in the Temple game. But they've shored those things up, and that happens anytime you get maybe in an opening game. So not unique to them. I think that's a common problem with defenses, with up-tempo offenses. So it's been really impressive to watch them progress, and the same thing with their offense. I mean, you know, Hack has been playing like a first-rounder. He's taking care of the football. His touchdown-to-turnover ratio is amazing. He's getting the ball out of his hands. He's getting it to the playmakers, which they have all over the place. It's going to be a great challenge for our squad.
Coach, when you're not moving the ball as effectively as you'd like to through the air, and you get to a bye week, what kind of things can you work on in a bye week that maybe you couldn't work on in a normal game week?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, it just depends on when that bye week happens and where your squad's at. For us, you know, we had been through a gauntlet schedule-wise, and I needed to get our guys some rest, not only physically but also mentally. And, you know, that was the priority for us early in the week. And then just timing, you know, timing, ball placement, precision of routes, and just continuing to work to build trust between our skill guys and our quarterbacks. So, you know, it is what it is. We're starting a young guy. He's 8 games into his career. He's 6-2, and we just got to keep coaching the heck out of him.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Kevin Trahan from USA Today.
If it's, I was wondering, when you talked to, or when you're supposed to have that game in 2013 against Vanderbilt, have you talked to James Franklin at all about that? And do you know why that ended up being canceled?
No, it's never come up.
right. Thanks.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers from todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Pat. Just curious your thoughts about the Big Ten. Obviously, the East division race is pretty strong. Iowa doing pretty well in the West. Just kind of curious your thoughts on the landscape this season.
Well, I think anybody can win on any given Saturday. And it's a very competitive league, top to bottom. I got great respect for the coaches. They're about the right things. And I think they carry themselves, and not only the way that they lead their teams, and also the way they carry themselves in recruiting the best in the country. So I think it's going to be one heck of a final month. It should be I'm a Big Ten fan first, so it's going to be a heck of a finish. Obviously, I got a job to do to get our team ready to play every Saturday. So as a fan, it's going to be a great finish.
If I could follow up, just to ask you the job that Kirk has done at Iowa, the job that Jim has done at Michigan, just your thoughts on those two programs.
Yeah, outstanding. I mean, both are terrific football coaches and great men, and they deal it the right way, and they've got terrific staff members around them, and they've got great players, and they're doing what they do, and they're executing at a high level, and finding ways to win games. I mean, that's. It's amazing to me that Iowa isn't getting talked about more. I mean, they are incredibly efficient. They're very physical. They've got very good talent, very good schematically. It's just an outstanding football team that's undefeated, and all they've done is won. So it'll be interesting to see as the last month progresses. But I think both squads are outstanding, and they both throttled us. So I've got a ton of respect anyways for them, but the way that their team's played against us, I think they're outstanding.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer from ESPN. Josh, your line is open.
Sorry there, Coach. I just wanted to ask you, you talked a little bit about Penn State's defensive line, but, you know, they struggled a little bit against some dual-threat quarterbacks. What have you seen from Penn State's defense in that regard, and what kind of challenge do you think Clayton Thorson has ahead of him?
Well, you know, those sound like pretty good storylines, but I think those dual threat guys have just made some plays. I don't think it has anything to do with what they're doing structurally or anything like that. I've been really impressed with their entire football team. They're a very, very good football team. They're playing their best ball of the year right now. They were. We've seen Illinois a handful of games, and you know, Bill Cubitt's done a great job, and the way that Penn State played against Illinois last Saturday was very, very impressive. So we're going to have our hands full playing a very hot team with great talent and well-coached. So, I think maybe those dual-threat games are anomalies and good storylines, but we don't see anything structurally.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. No catch.